This time of Advent isn't a time for what we want, but rather a time for what we need, and specifically what we need from God's perspective, not ours. And John is part of that process. He places the focus where it needs to be. And in a world where cynicism plays an ever-increasing role in this season, John's focus can be rather sharp. It's a call that lifts us from the pursuit of what we deem important to that which is truly important. It's a call in which our Lord would turn us away from the distractions of overeating and overpartying and overrunning and overspending. It's a call to prepare for that which is all important, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Prepare the way of the Lord. Those are words that direct us to the manger. They direct us to the Christ, God humbling himself, becoming flesh to dwell with the likes of us. And it's the focal point of the entirety of Scriptures, and it's all of it, heaven-directed, Jesus-directed. It's an eternal message, and why? Because our sinfulness is so destructive, and life is consequently so often disappointing and so very, very fragile. We can think of the suddenness with which life-changing events have affected our own lives or the lives of people we know. The phone rings. The doctor shakes his head. And suddenly lives are changed. Life is fragile, and the human condition is sick with sin. And in the midst of that, John is the messenger who calls us to prepare. And that's Advent. And it doesn't stop there. That's Christmas and Epiphany and Lent and Easter and Pentecost and all the other days of the year. Preparation. But preparation for what? Well, it's the same issue during all of the seasons, and the issue is this. We are to face our sinfulness squarely. We deserve nothing but God's condemnation. But then comes our text. John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. And you see, the real issue is the fact that the conflicts and the trials and the struggles of life ultimately are the result of sin. Our fears and worries about things we can't control are real and they're serious. And typically, they result in a wavering faith that doubts the very goodness of God. And then there are those aspects of our life that point to our own sinfulness, our less than honest dealings with others, our blatant ignoring of what God demands, of what God desires, our sin. And we don't need more quick cures to distract us from what ails us. We need to confess our sins to God and to receive his forgiveness that comes to us through the payment of his Son, Jesus Christ. After all, isn't that what we love most about this season of Advent? Preparation to stand there at the foot of the manger where we are to discover once again the God who comes to us, the God who pardons us, the God who assures us that we are indeed loved. And the God who declares us worthy of the price of his only begotten Son. That's our hope this season. That's our hope in Advent. Not that this world is going to get better, because it isn't. Not that your life is going to get more progressively comfortable, because probably it won't. But Advent hope, our hope rests squarely in the fact that God is with us in Christ Jesus, loving us and forgiving us and giving us every strength that we need for whatever we must and for whatever we will face. God with us, in the manger, on the cross, at the font, on the altar, bringing us and giving us eternal life and eternal joy. And that's the essence of John's message. After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And it is this eternal joy. It is this eternal hope that is ours, and it's ours to give to others. Here we live with each day drawing closer to Christ's second advent. Everything around us tells us that this world is wearing out, that humanity simply cannot solve all of its problems, much less create some utopia. But in the midst of that, we have a message of joy and hope. There is one who wishes to touch the lives of others just as he has touched our lives. There is something that far surpasses the earthly preparation for Christmas. God is with you. He is with you this day in his word. He is with you this day in his supper. God is with you. And that's something to be shared in this season of Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.